Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's very special guest is personal development coach, Sunita Wells, author of the new book, I Am a Woman First, The Essentials to Nurturing, Inspiring, and Loving You First. So welcome, Sunita.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you all for having me.
Well, I guess we appreciate you for coming on, right? We were talking about beforehand, before we got on the line, about how important this message is that you have and what your mission is. So tell us just a bit about what the I Am a Woman First movement is.
The I Am a Woman First movement, let me start from the beginning for myself. I was trying to figure out how to use myself and use my story to benefit other women. Of course, I am a woman, and I wanted to figure out how the best way to share that message. And so I began talking to women in my life, you know, my mother and girlfriends, and just sharing stories of raising families and, you know, how important it was, you know, to put everyone and everything else, you know, before us. And so for myself, I was a I say society deems as a statistic. I was an unwed teenage mother. I had my daughter at the age of 16, and by the age of 20, I was a mother of two. I had a son. And, you know, during that time, it was just, you know, hard, of course, being a single mom, being young, raising kids, still trying to figure myself out. And I just knew at an early age that it was just vitally important for me to take care of myself in order to take care of my kids. And I learned that from my mom. I am the oldest of four girls, and, you know, I stepped into the mom role, you know, because my mother was a single mom as well, stepped into the mom role a lot of the times when she was busy working. But I also saw her doing so much that she didn't take time out for herself. And when my sister, my baby sister, was grown, my mom was sitting there twiddling her thumbs like, okay, what do I do with my life? Who am I? What's the next move for me? And so watching her just over the years, it really taught me at an early age to take care of me first. And so when I began to decide what I wanted to do and how I wanted to share my message, and I always tell people how I turned my mess into my message, I said, okay, I want to empower women to understand the importance, the value, and the benefits to putting themselves at the top of their to-do list. And a lot of times we don't do that. So that's what the movement is all about.
Many times, Sunita, I was just listening to you and thinking that, yes, this is what women have a very difficult time doing, because innately we have that nurturing, that desire to take care of people. And it's so funny how it never really reflects on our own selves, on that desire to take care of ourselves first. So when you're talking about putting yourself on the top of your to-do list, how do you go about doing that when there's so much else to do?
Well, with me, when I began writing the book, there were three words that I wanted to, in figuring out the pattern of how to write a book, because I've never written a book before. This is my first book. I said, let me, you know, break it down on how I feel we should take care of ourselves. And that's when I came up with the three words, nurture, inspire, and love. And what do those words mean to me? And you know, we can use all kind of words. People use mind, body, and soul. You know, you can use whatever words fit for you. But nurture, inspire, and love were the three words that I came up with. And what that meant for me was, as women, like you said, we are natural nurturers. That's just who we are. That's how we were created. But you have to figure out how to nurture yourself. So a lot of times we put our emotions and our feelings on the back burner because we're busy being moms, wives, you know, CEOs. You're the accountant for the church, or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. So you tend to put your own personal feelings on the back burner. So I wanted women to understand that you have to nurture whatever you're going through. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's rough, and you have to nurture that feeling. Don't ignore how you feel. And when I was thinking about inspire, it's like a lot of times we have dreams and aspirations and goals. And, you know, when you're in high school, that question that they ask, you know, what do you want to be 10 years from now? And you're like, I'm going to, you know, be doing this and I'm going to be married. And, but a lot of times we put those, we look up and those dreams have been put on the back burner. You know, before we know it, they're behind us and they're catching fire sitting there on the stove. So I wanted women to be inspired, you know, stay inspired about your goals and your dreams and know that it's never too late to start those. But also with the love, which is the most important one to me, is that you have to really love yourself and you really have to get down to the bare essentials is what I like to call it and deal with whatever it is that is keeping you from truly understanding and loving yourself and believing that you are enough. For whatever it is, a parent, a wife, a business person, you have to really get in tune with that. So nurture, inspire, and love were those three words that I want women to connect with. And we kind of, when I work with women in workshops, we break that down.
So Sunita, what is one thing today that women can do, the women that are listening right now to this podcast, what is the absolute one thing that they can do to start moving in that direction and then continuing to do that to almost try to change that habit or change it to a habit to nurture, to inspire, to love yourself? What is one thing that women can do and would that be the message that you would leave with our listeners today?
Yes. The one thing that I want them to do, if you don't do anything else, is to forgive yourself. Whether or not we admit it or say it, it is something that we're harboring. It's something that gives us this thing that we are not enough to put ourselves first. We have to give to everyone else first. I want you to, if you don't do anything else, forgive yourself for whatever you feel you may be harboring or for whatever you feel is holding you back, whatever you feel, because we all have a story. You know, we all have something that in our past, in our life, because it dictates who we are. So if you can do one thing, just forgive yourself, even if you don't know what that is. I always ask women in my workshops to write a love letter to yourself. And in that love letter, forgive yourself. Whatever it is, whether you felt like you wasn't a good mom, you should be somewhere else in your life by this age, forgive yourself for those things so that you can begin to move forward.
Well, I think that's an excellent point, forgiving yourself no matter where you are, especially maybe if you're not a mother, maybe if you're still just a single woman, or maybe you're married with no children, maybe you're just looking to achieve certain goals, like you said, and you feel, I'm 30 years old, I should have been this by now, or something. That's really important, and I love that you brought that into the fold for all women out there. Definitely forgiveness is so powerful in all different areas, so thank you, Sunita. I know that you talk about all of these things in your book, I Am a Woman First, The Essentials to Nurturing, Inspiring, and Loving You First. And our listeners, of course, can learn more about Sunita Wells' workshop services along with her debut book on her website, sunitawells.com. And I'll spell that for everyone, S-I-N as in Nancy, I-T-A-W-E-L-L-S. SunitaWells.com. So thanks for being here.
I thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate it, and I just appreciate the opportunity. So thank you very much.
It's our pleasure, Sunita. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Fire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover all the bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.